Nolte, Piers Morgan is no free speech champion. By John Nolte on March 29, 2021. Piers Morgan is currently running around pretending to be some sort of free speech champion, but nothing could be further than the truth. Piers Morgan only champions one cause, the cause of Piers Morgan. As my colleague James Dalyngpole pointed out this month, although Morgan apparently lost a co-hosting gig on a British morning show for criticizing Meghan Markle, Morgan is also no victim of the cancel culture. Of course, Morgan stormed off set during a studio discussion on Meghan Markle. What else could he possibly do when someone else, a media operator at least as canny and manipulative as himself, had stolen his limelight? Morgan will, no doubt, turn the publicity to his advantage by waltzing into another lucrative media job. He may very well have had one line won up already, long before his stage to see fit. And now Morgan is using Sharon Osbourne, who was driven out of a CBS henhouse called The Talk after she defended Morgan, to gin up even more publicity for his self-serving self, by posing as some sort of principled warrior for free speech and against the fascist, blacklisting cancel culture. In his latest column, out of one side of his self-serving mouth, Morgan rails against the increasingly insidious woke cancel culture that's now infesting all companies like ITV, while out the other side of his mouth he attacks CBS for allowing Woody Allen to defend himself against the totally false allegations of being a child molester. How can it even be happening in a country so proud of its First Amendment constitutional right to free speech? Morgan asks. But then, this is the same CBS that allowed Meghan and Harry to spray gun the British royals and media with all sorts of unsubstantiated, highly damaging garbage, the veracity of which has been unraveling faster than Sharon Osbourne was jettisoned at the altar of politically correct bullshit. This sham of an interview was a shameful betrayal of journalistic standards by CBS, Morgan alleged. And when it comes to the company's values, this is the same CBS which has just given a platform to shamed film director Woody Allen to dismiss serious sex abuse allegations made by his daughter Dylan. They seem to specialize in allowing people to peddle their version of the truth without any regard for what the truth may be. So as you can see, Morgan has as much respect for America's First Amendment as he does for our Second Amendment, which is none. Woody Allen has not sat for a media interview in 30 years, and the CBS interview, which aired this weekend on Paramount Plus, was shot last summer and was only aired now because HBO devoted 4 hours to trashing Allen in its despicably dishonest Allen v. Farrow documentary. This is the first time in 30 freaking years Woody has sat for an interview, and Piers Free Speech Morgan doesn't believe that a man who was found innocent after 2 in-depth state investigations, a man whose career and reputation are being systemically destroyed by hashtag MeToo McCarthyism, should be allowed to tell his side of the story? There is no principle behind Piers Morgan. He's a naked opportunist who will slit your throat for a piece of the spotlight. We should always be wary of people like this, even when they're temporarily on our side. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.